It started last night at 9:15 when cops raided this old movie theater in St. Paul, a space they say was set up by an anarchist group called the RNC Welcoming Committee.
Police came running in and told everyone to get down on the ground, and they down on the ground with a variety of weapons in their hands. So everyone did that, and they told us that they had a warrant to search the building, but they didn't show us a warrant or read us a warrant, and then they proceeded to yell and tell people to put their faces into the ground.
They ended up breaking through the door. All of us were in there. They had us get down on our stomachs as we were watching a movie.
Screaming, get on the floor, get on the floor, get on the floor. You know, it was frightening, absolutely frightening.
Tell you what, you tell me when these braces get too tight, right? Just like that.
Hours later, around 8 in the morning, cops raided three houses in South Minneapolis and arrested five people.
That those individuals were being charged with conspiracy to commit riots. And according to the Hennepin County jail records, they're being held on probable cause, which means they were not, no formal charge has been issued, no complaint has been reviewed or signed by a prosecutor or a judge. They can be held on probable cause until Wednesday at 12 noon. In my view, this is a preventive detention action by the Ramsey County Sheriff's Department.
Police terror alert! Police terror alert! Code red! Code red!
I don't know if you can see it from there. Wow!
Holy shit!
Oh
god, what is
that? That is a freaking grenade! Oh my god! That just blew up on these kids.
Oh yeah.
That was a literal, holy fuck, explosion. Excuse my language on the air here. Whoa! Yeah, again, you look crazy explosive.
They're the watchdogs of democracy. Those eyes can't be closed. The ears must be listening. And when they arrest people, they're stopping those who are check and balance on power. It is so important that we be allowed to do our work and that people be allowed to express themselves, whether or not they're journalists, freely and peacefully. That didn't happen today. Nicole Salazar was dragged by her leg by police. She is a Democracy Now! Producer. She had a camera. She was videoing this. She videoed her own arrest.
Holy fuck!
Thank you.